1612 W. Scott Collins seeks a variance from the front yard setback requirement for an existing structure. Sections 115-25, 115-182, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Roxana Road, approximately 0.27 miles southwest of Phillips Road. The 911 address is 36617 Roxana Road, Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 10, Parcel 65. The applicant is seeking a 7.8-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for an existing pole barn. There is an existing dwelling and a porch on the property that was built in 1908. I did include some measurements for variances if we wanted to include them. It's a 30.7-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirements for the existing dwelling, a 35.8-foot from the 40-foot front yard for the existing porch with the roof, a 31.1-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard for the existing dwelling, and 36.1 feet from the 40-foot front yard for the existing porch with the roof. There are zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
I'm Ward Scott Collins, 31385 Bishopville Road, Selbyville, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And Ms. Norwood, I just want to make sure I got it right. There was two variances from the front for the dwelling, two variances from the front for the porch, and I think I missed that there's one for the pole building as well.
Just the one for the pole building.
What was that one?
7.8 feet from the 40.
7.8 feet from it, or?
7.8 foot. It's 32.2 feet from the property line.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Floor is yours.
If you're looking at the picture, the green building is what I built back in 2017. You'll see it's in that, the big green metal, there you go, right there on the left. When we built it, my friends and I, we tried to keep it with the property line. The back wooded acres, we actually did a contract with the state, and that was reforested. I inherited the property back in 2005, and that's when we did the reforestation. The old house that's still there, to my knowledge, my grandparents built it somewhere around the early 1900s. No one lives in it. It's just a vacant structure at this point. The pole building we put up, it's just kind of tucked in there in the corner, and hopefully within a year or two, we want to build a house out there. At some point when we build it, and I can only assume that I must have measured off of the fog line or the edge of the road as opposed to the improved shoulder, but we're at 32.8 as opposed to the 40-foot setback, and that's what I'm looking for the variance for.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Do we have any questions for this gentleman?
How big of a building is that?
It's a 60 by 80.
Your property line from the edge of the pavement of Roxana Road, how much do you, many feet do you think that is?
It's the one, the closest corner of the building is 32 feet, 2 inches from the road, and then the other corner of the building is just over 58 feet from the building.
From your property line or from the road?
From the edge of the road to the front of the building.
I think what Mr. Williams, the chair is asking is, does the front property line match the edge of paving of the road, or is there?
Yes, sir. Yes. I'm sorry. Yeah, at some point over the years, that old farmhouse actually had a porch on it, and with the widening of the road, I'm assuming, because we used to have a large room between the front porch and the road. The front porch isn't on the house anymore. It's just an overhang. We're hoping to tear it down within a year or two when we go to build our house out there.
And you said you inherited it?
Yes, sir.
And the home was there, obviously, when you inherited it?
Yes, sir. Yeah. It's, the farm itself has been in my family for well over 100 years. I inherited it and put up the building. At one point, we had a collection of junk cars and antique tractors, so we, with some theft issues with no one living out there, we put a building up.
I see there's a shed to the rear of that pole barn.
Yeah, a little.
Was that there prior to the pole barn being built?
No, we used it for storage. It's a 10 by 12, I believe. Looks like it's a 12 by 8.
Looking at your property, it looks to me like there's a, from the drawing, there's a ditch that kind of runs in the middle of that property and kind of bifurcates it. And then it looks like maybe another tax ditch easement that also kind of splits the property as well. And is that?
Yes, sir.
Is that true?
Yes, that the top yellow line would be the tax ditch that runs straight through. And then if you see the where the number 65 is, that's actually another tax ditch that cuts the
property. That render the rear portion of the property and perhaps that little waggle area here, does that render that difficult to build?
Yeah, I'm not sure how we would get back there, to be honest with you. It was farmland for years. And then, like I said, when my father passed, we decided just to go ahead and reforest it.
And do you have a reforestation easement over parts of those grounds as well?
No, sir. We did it through the State Forestry Service. They came in, and it was a 7-year. They came in, I had to maintain, cut the grass, and then I believe it's 10 years. I can't touch it.
Okay, so there is some easement that they have over that portion of land?
Yes, sir.
Are you have a well and septic on this property?
No, sir.
Will you need that when you put your...
When we put the house up, we will. The house will be set a little farther back, kind of where you see there's a clearing with a kind of a big round donut of trees. That's where we hope to be, that far off the roadway.
Do you believe that house is going to comply with the setbacks?
When we build it, we will make sure that it will.
And explain to me again why this one didn't comply, the pole building that is.
We put the building in so that it would be, try to keep it perpendicular with that property line. But at the angle that it's sitting with the property line, one corner, the top left corner of the building is 7 feet too close to the road, or to the edge of the roadway.
I presume this isn't something that can be easily moved?
No, sir. There's no concrete in the floor. It's a dirt floor, but it's a 60 by 80 metal building that's been there. We started building in 2017. I think we finished in early 2018. So
has there been any complaints from neighbors about it?
No, sir.
Any visibility concerns that it presents on Roxana Road that you're aware of?
No, sir. There actually used to be a row of trees there that we took out. The actual house, the old farmhouse, is actually much, much closer to the roadway.
All right, I have no further questions.
Good questions. So you staked off the pole building yourself?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did the pole building get inspected?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So did they do a footer inspection?
Yes, sir.
And they didn't catch at the time that you were too close to the property line?
I never got any notice. I didn't know anything about it until a few months ago when I got a notice that I was in violation.
Okay. What would have triggered that notice, do you know?
All I can figure is the property next door, the 1.9 acres, recently sold. So all I can figure is that's the only thing that's in the other neighbors have been there for many, many years. That's the only change in the neighborhood.
Further questions? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition?
Operator?
At
this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. There are no further questions. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12612 for Mr. Collins for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Property's unique physical conditions due to the ambiguous angle of the property line. Due to such physical conditions, there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity. It was not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum necessary for relief.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Sharp, before we go forward, are we including the old home?
Yes.
The old home is included?
Yes. I'm making sure. Make sure, Mr. Werfel, but yeah.
Yes.
Those are all the variances that we described earlier. Okay.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
I for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
I for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 3-0, case number 12612 has been approved.
Thank you.
Any additional business?
Only additional business I can think of is that there is no meeting on October the 4th. We will have a meeting on October the 18th. My dates are right. Is that right, Ms. Norwood?
That's correct.
Motion to adjourn.
To adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.